This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
I was on the bus yesterday, and it's become so acceptable to play.
Oh,
what?
I know exactly.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable.
To play music on your phone out loud, or to watch videos on your phone out loud.
To watch videos, I think, is the worst one for me. I'll sometimes get the train up to London, and then I'll get there and I'll go, oh, I've forgotten my headphones. That means I'm just going to have to sit on, like, social media for the whole hour of the
journey. That's your fault. You deal with it, you know?
Yeah, like, that's the punishment for the crime of forgetting your headphones. It's like,
yeah, something you have to... stare out the window and watch the rain, you fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Don't do it again. But so people just think it's fine now. I watch couples showing each other TikToks or just listening to music just out loud on their phone. It's like, it's that the level... of, like, sort of, with a lack of empathy and care for other people.
Yeah.
So I think, just to counter argument, I think that is only acceptable on the last train. There is a 5 past 1 train from London to Winchester. I think on there you go, all right, okay, that's not the last day of school. Bring in some board games.
Crack open
a beer.
Like, cunt on your shirt.
Exactly.
That's the thing. The 5 past 1, you're with the animals, you accept.
Yeah.
But this is happening in the morning. It was happening on the plane the other day. And you just think,
what?
You have the same sort of mindset as a serial killer. You don't give a shit about anyone around
you.
And, this is sort of the step below. I think it should be seen as the new harming animals, as the sort of gateway to, right, this person's going to kill 6 people. But I want to, you know, fucking look at them watching these videos and go, well, how about I just set up a projector and watch Some Like It Hot on the bus? I mean, put Frank Sinatra on a gramophone and fucking jug a pin. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's never classical music.
It's never anything nice. It's always like, it's getting hot in here, or like fucking lady humps or whatever. Because the thing is, you're a tasteless person if you do this. So what, anything that's coming out of that shit phone of yours is going to be horrendous.
No one with any class. Lick my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Oh, what's my stop?
It's 8 a.m. The guy in front of you wants to commit suicide. What are you doing? You know, and the bus isn't supposed to be fun. You know, it's not meant to be a good time.
That is a great point.
You're not going to Coachella with Puff Daddy. You're on a fucking bus.
What? Can I just say, I don't think going to Coachella with Puff Daddy would be that much fun either. Personally.
He'd just be shouting inspirational quotes while downing his own booze.
Yes, I think there's almost part of me where you go, like, I think the bus is probably more fun of those two scenarios.
Yeah, you know, maybe so, but...
But what do you do? What do you do to stop? No, no. Does it ever occur to you, like, what do we do to stop it? Because it's not fair to put it on the bus driver.
What you need is people with the level, the confidence. You know, when you see someone like that says, "Can you turn that off, please?" And it's said in a way, and then they give them one opportunity and then go take it out of their hand, open the window, and just literally throw it out of the window and then sit back down.
And
have the confidence to know that if they come over, they have the skill and the strength to just, you know, not even to beat them up, but to just grab them and let them know that they could beat them up if they wanted to.
Yeah,
that...
or more, we have MMA fighters as bus drivers, and they're given a baton, and they stop the bus, and they get out, and they just cave their head in with a baton in front of everyone, and then everyone just carries on as if nothing's happened. You don't even get rid of the body, just keep it there as a reminder.
Do you read a lot of Judge Dredd?
No.
Right. I think, you know... Possibly what you're suggesting is heading down a dangerous path.
No, yes. I'm totally with you. Like, these people need to know.
They have to know.
Yeah,
it's
they
not
need
right.
to know that this is not, it's not acceptable. I travel on public transport all the time. It's that this is almost a catchphrase of mine, Red. Like, yeah. Where is your shame? Shame. Like, yeah. I am ashamed. You should be ashamed.
Yes, yes.
Why? I would not play a video out on my phone because I would be terrified of what everyone thought of me.
Yeah, and right? Sometimes, you know, when you're on Instagram and you forget you got the sound on, occasionally for 3 seconds a noise will come out and I feel so embarrassed. Oh, sorry, look around.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I think we all know what that sound is for 3 seconds. shit.
You fucking piece of shit. Well, I can't even talk on my phone on the bus. Like, my wife will ring me and she'll say, "Love you," and I won't say it back because I don't want the 15-year-olds at the back to think I'm a pussy. And I can't lose the respect that I think they have for me. But I can't even do it. I'm exactly. terrified.
You're ashamed of yourself. You're yes. ashamed of yourself. And you should be.
Yes.
You should be. Exactly. Thank you.
I remember in school when everyone used to have Nokia 3210, there was always some monster who was sort of like sat on the bus on her phone. But you just knew she was going to run out of credit at one point. Which was quite satisfying. But this is limitless. They're just it can go on forever. Oh.
What do you mean? So she was sat there talking on her phone, but you knew at some point. Right,
she'd
be
like slagging off someone and she's like pregnant with like, you know, 7 babies. And but you just knew at some point there would be a cut-off point, you know? Everyone had a fiver and it lasted you about 4 minutes and you had to save it. That now people just, you can just sort of stream an entire movie and play it on the bus.
Crazy.
I love it when the phone goes under, like goes through a tunnel when they're on the phone. So yeah, we'll do that on Tuesday. We'll meet up at...
Hello.
There is nothing more satisfying in life than someone having a really overbearing loud conversation, losing signal.
Yes.
That is a real small victory, isn't it, for everyone else?
That, yeah, it's brilliant, but they always do the same thing, which is they could go... Hello? And it's like, you're in the dark. You're under a tunnel. How do you know? You've obviously done this before. How do you not know what's going on?
Mental.
For fuck's sake.
Absolutely mental.
It's not good. It makes me think, now whenever I see a sort of massive disaster where loads of people die, I go, yeah, but I don't know how they behaved on a bus before I pass judgment on this.
That is your way of making it okay. Like, you know, when people do public speaking and they're nervous and you go, just imagine everyone in the audience naked. When something really bad happens, to make it okay with yourself, imagine that they were all pricks on mobile phones.
Yeah, like if you were watching, stood in Dover watching a ship sink and someone just came over to you and said, all of these people play Nelly on the bus.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'd watch it like it was Bake Off. I wouldn't. It would certainly change it. I think that is life, isn't it? It's the people who play music on phones and the people who don't, and they always sort of they're ruining everything. And on a wider level, you know, I bet you Putin, you know, would watch a TikTok on the bus.
Yeah.
I
wonder what Putin watches as like, I wonder, do you reckon he listens to music? I can't imagine he listens to music.
Do you say Putin?
I think I do, yeah. Putin.
What do you say, Red?
Putin, yeah. Putin. Putin.
I say Pew.
Putin.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it was Putin. Putin?
Putin. I think it's better because it's more disrespectful.
Yeah, Putin.
He's a Putin. He's a tin of poo.
I wonder what, I wonder if he watches Hollyoaks or something like that.
It'd be interesting to sort of see his kind of Spotify, you know, most listened to, his stats, you know, like they do at the end of the year where people put up the things that they've most listened to. I'd love to see his numbers.
Oh, no, that'd be brilliant.
Or his Amazon order list.
I reckon a lot of sort of war films, a lot of marching music, stuff like that.
Marmite.
Do you think so?
I reckon he eats Marmite from the jar.
No, I think he's on a strict, like, protein-based diet, isn't he?
Chicken soup. They say he's dying, apparently. Everyone keeps fat-shaming him, which is mean, I thought, actually. You seen that?
So you're okay with people drowning on a passenger ferry, but you draw the line at people fat-shaming Putin. Okay. Yeah. I think we're really getting to know you.
Say what you want about his character. Don't bring his looks into it. After what we put poor Gemma Collins through, I don't think we should be doing that to Vladimir Putin as well.
Awesome.
I tell you another thing as well, is people on Twitter who won't let us have fun with the Vardy Rooney or Depp Heard trial, who are like, this isn't funny. I don't know why you find this funny. It's like, there is a war in the Ukraine. We've been in a pandemic for 3 years. She shat in his bed. Let us fucking have it, please. Please, stop it.
Did she shit in his bed?
Yeah, of course she did. Of course she shat in his bed. I'm actually talking to you from America.
Who did? Amber Heard?
Amber Heard.
Is this an actual...
Rebecca Vardy shat in Johnny Depp's bed.
Yes. Oh,
amazing.
Yeah, and then she threw her phone in the North Sea.
Oh, mate. Amber Heard, Rebecca Vardy, celebrity wife swap. That would be sense.
Oh, yes.
But then, you know, there's all these fucking earnest cunts, a lot of them like men at work in entertainment, and they go, yeah, guys, I don't think this is for our entertainment. So it's exactly what it's for. It's millionaires arguing with each other, shitting on each other. They got drug problems, they're throwing phones in the sea, they're punching each other in the face. It's fucking brilliant. We've had a horrible couple of years. Let us have this one thing, please.
Oh, man, I couldn't agree with you more. I know. Certain people have just gone back to their pre-pandemic cunty state.
I think a lot of them got worse in the pandemic.
100%. You know,
definitely. In the pandemic, it's actually since Brexit, people have made it their personality.
I think do I sound mad when I think this is Brexit?
Well, it's since people made it their personality to either be vote, leave or remain. And then with the vaccine, everyone's like, oh, they're either like, oh, I'm not having the vax because it's a conspiracy. Or they're like, I'm on a bus and I'm the only one wearing a mask. You know, well done, dickhead. You know, fucking hell, we should make a statue about you. But it's just, it's so boring. And it's just like, then something fun actually happens. And, you know, they don't want us to have it and enjoy it. And we are going to enjoy it because it's also great to see people that you think are having a great time and you find out it's not that good. So you feel slightly better about your own shit life.
Who do you think is guilty, Amber Heard or Johnny Depp? And I don't really, know what the case is about. It's just two insane people, isn't it?
It's basically, yeah. Tomorrow I'm flying to America to support Johnny. I'm going to be outside the court case with a huge sign.
With an alpaca.
Yeah, with an alpaca. I love you, Johnny. No, you know what I think? I think she... is a horrible person. I don't think he was a great husband. I think there probably was some shoving involved. She's mental. She punched him and then sort of used the Me Too movement to like shit on him and further her career And I think he probably did do some bad stuff, but she's not innocent, and that's basically it. You
I
know,
feel like, it's like we've done like a one of those where you turn on, is it Good Morning Britain? And we're talking to like the showbiz guy who's in America. I feel like we've done that.
I feel like a mental man on TalkSport. Men can be victims too, Sean. but you know, it's he's probably a tosser. I don't fucking know, but she definitely hit him. You can hear in the recording she hit him. You know, she says, "I hit you," and then they found out she says, "Oh, I donated all my divorce proceedings to charity," and then she hasn't given the money, and she's like, "Oh no, I pledged it," and it's like, well. I could pledge my fucking phone bill for the next 10 years. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I could pledge £1 million to Ukraine today.
Do you know what I feel like? You've started by talking about someone playing music out loud on the phone, and now I feel like I'm talking to the nutter on the night bus.
I'm the guy on the 1 o'clock bus. Yeah. He's got cut knuckles and a beer.
Red Richardson there, absolutely love talking to him. And if you ever see Red on a bill in wherever you live, I wholeheartedly recommend checking him out. He's absolutely brilliant. If you want to support us, why not sign up to our Patreon? We do an exclusive 1 hour episode each and every Monday, which only our patrons can access. It costs £1 a week. It's a great way to support the guys. The guys. I am one of them. And I hate the word the guys. Sorry, this has gone terribly. But, you know, if you want to support us, and I promise I will never say the guys again, go to patreon.com/WUIN. I don't know if it's a forward slash. A slash. You can find it. patreon.com/WUIN. Sign up for exclusive content, and I really do hope that this trailer hasn't put you off.